Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you and about you. Those that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love with those you love. And most importantly, guys, it's not about being just rich. It's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater ability to impact and bless the lives of others. Guys, I thank you for allowing me to bless, you know, be a blessing in your lives. Thank you for blessing my life as well. Again, I appreciate you guys binging and sharing and allowing this movement to move forward, because this is what gets me up every day. This is what drives me. This is what makes me want to be of greater value in the world. And so I appreciate you guys giving me that platform to do so. Hey, as always, remember, if you want to actually follow us and even be involved more, you've got a Facebook page. Go to Facebook and look up Money Ripplers, right? Look up Money Ripplers. If you consider yourself a Rippler, hey, go join that group at Request to Join, and we'd love to add you today. So be sure to go check out our Facebook page, Money Ripplers. All right, guys. So I want to talk about what I'm seeing, right? What I see are like the killers in the corner, right? Right now, there's been so much light and everything else going on, right? There's been so much, you know, abundant talk. The funny thing is that even when I was planning to record this, you know, even since then, news started to come out to already fulfill on what I was already going to speak about. So we're already starting to see the fulfillment of it, even though I was planning to do this episode earlier before some of these things started to transpire. But what I call the killers lurking in the corners, right? You know, those things that people aren't seeing right now. The vast majority of people still aren't seeing it today. And so I really want to make sure that we address this, because if we don't, this can be the very thing that gives you the difference between financial freedom and being stuck again, maybe in a worse financial position than even the last recession before. And I don't want that to happen. I want you guys to have hope. Again, our mission as a company, Money Ripples, is to have over 1,000 of you financially independent by 2030, right? That means you can be out of the rat race. And with all these killers in the corner, man, we want that to be as soon as possible, to be honest, because there's some major, major headwind working against the markets and against the economy right now. And again, it's just more of a whispering that's happening. I mean, it's been stuff that we've been saying forever. And you might say, Chris, you're just a doom and gloom guy today. I don't care. Like, this is stuff that's been concerning me. And this is why you should be questioning anything you're doing financially right now. So what are those killers in the corner, right? Number one, we got the government, right? We got government spending that's been out of control. Think of these bills, the Build Back of America Better type bills that they're trying to create, spending trillions more dollars. We've already run it up about $10 trillion in the last few years. I mean, understand that we've never spent that much money that fast. And 2020 didn't help. So much money being spent, and so much money being charged. And again, taxes is still at the lowest rate. What's going to happen with taxes in the future? Obviously, if they don't go up, then they have to drive up inflation like it's been happening, right? We've seen inflation going crazy, and that's rampant. So again, so much government spending has started to create more inflation, right? Because now they have to keep printing more money. They have to keep allowing those dollars to be there. If you don't have tax money, where do you get it from? You get it from debt. You know, that means they're running up on bonds. That's another issue too, right? Government bonds. How solvent are they? If interest rates start climbing, I believe, by the way, I think the feds will raise interest rates, but I just like they're already predicting anyways, but I don't think it's going to be like the Paul Volcker days where you're going up to like 18% mortgages. If that ever happened, guys, our country would bankrupt. There's no way we could pay that debt, because those interest rates being risen is actually cutting into the money that the government's spending. So either they got to do one of two things, and this is always what's less popular. One is you print more money, right, which drives up more inflation, or two, you tax people more. Taxes aren't as popular, but inflation isn't great either. In fact, inflation actually hurts the poor and middle class more. It doesn't matter how much they say they tax the rich, because it still hurts the poor and middle class way more than it ever hurts the rich. That's the ironic thing we've already seen in the last couple of years, that the people that are suffering the most, ironically, despite anything politicians are saying, are the poor class. They're the ones getting beat by inflation horribly right now, especially when inflation is, they say 7%. Come on, we all know it's higher than that. We all know it's at least double-digit inflation rates right now. And when people are already spending up to being paycheck to paycheck and you start driving 10% more on their bills, they can't do it. It just can't happen. Now, this is great if you understand it and you understand how to hedge against it, especially when you're buying real tangible assets like real estate and like other things we talk about in this show. But it doesn't work so well when you're buying the typical stuff, when you're just being paycheck to paycheck, you're putting your money in savings, you're losing there, you're putting money in the stock market, which we'll talk about here in a little bit too. All these things are working against you. So spending and overinflation is horrible, including socialism, which is what they're trying to create too. They're trying to create more socialism because, hey, as inflation gets more and more expensive for not just those in the poor class, right? Not just for those impoverished, like young families, but also those elderly, those that are the baby boomers starting to retire, or those already in the prime lifers that are still in retirement, they're getting their butts kicked with inflation. So what does that mean? They start saying, hey, healthcare isn't affordable. Why isn't it affordable? Because government got involved. Every time government gets involved in something, it gets more expensive. Every time there's socialism, it gets more expensive. Just like, you know, gas prices. When they try to fix gas prices in the state of Hawaii, gas prices skyrocketed, ironically, right? Anytime the government gets involved, it gets more expensive. We've seen this with oil. We've seen this with education. But we've seen this with just about everything. They are horrible stewards of money. Why do we keep trying to give them more power? Socialism is dumb. Socialism causes countries to go broke, and then they have to keep bringing in more capitalism to help offset their stupidity with socialism, right? So again, socialism is stupid, right? It hasn't worked, has never worked in any freaking country without them sucking and leeching off capitalistic type of companies and ventures, even in Europe, especially in Venezuela and any other country. It is yet to be proven to work, but people still think it does. Canada, come on, look at them. They're just getting used to getting half their money taxed. It's stupid, all right? It doesn't work just because they want free healthcare. Again, anything the government gets involved in gets more expensive. This is why pharmaceuticals keep getting crazy. I mean, everything in the healthcare sector has already gotten more expensive. Come on, the Affordable Care Act got more expensive. The Affordable Care Act is no longer affordable for people unless you're broke, unless you have such a low income, you get subsidies. But again, why are they giving you subsidies? That's just more tax dollars being spent coming from your pocket to help pay for the money that you can't afford to pay because, again, they're driving everything up, right? So again, I'm not going to get off that little soapbox, but just to say socialism and government spending is out of control, driving up inflation, which is making it harder for you. Also making it harder for companies to be profitable and to keep driving, which there's resulting interest rates that get driven up and resulting costs. By the way, if you're looking at inflation costs, look at the producer price index more than just the consumer price index. Consumers that everybody talks about in the media, but the producer price index is the cost of goods that the companies are buying. And if they're not profitable and they're the stocks you're investing in, they go down, right? So there's that headwind. Speaking of stocks, overvalued stocks. The price to earnings ratio has been overvalued for years, way out of whack. Even where now people, even investors are saying, doesn't make sense anymore. It's more than double the valuation, right? If the stock market would get back to normal balance of what it used to be, it would actually crash in half. Your portfolio right now should be crashing in half by now, just so you're aware, if they're going by values. And here's the worst thing. If you're investing in the S&P 500, that's weighted on the biggest companies. So if companies like Apple, Google, Amazon, Microsoft, all these companies, if they go down worse than even some of the other companies in other sectors of the market, especially the tech sector, if they start to go down, which interest rates do drive those companies down, those companies get hurt the worst. That affects your portfolio even more than the basic overview of the stock market. The S&P 500 is, if really weighted towards these big companies versus the smaller companies that help are supposed to diversify you. You're really not diversified. Even if you're in the S&P 500 fund, you're actually in the biggest, largest companies taking up almost all of your money in there. So again, overvalued stocks way beyond what they should be. And people are finally just starting to talk about in the media now saying, oh, maybe things aren't so good anymore. This is why we've seen the market drop about 7%, give or take, depending on the day you listen to this. But the month of January was the worst month since March 2020. Why? because finally they can't keep justifying why the market goes up. Even if there's more inflation driving these numbers up, it can't go on forever. Also, we got baby boomers retiring, right? I mentioned that a little bit. Like when they start pulling money out of the market, guess what happens to the market? There's a lot of money from baby boomers stuck in the market. When they start to see some scares, again, people aren't scared right now about the market going down. Even though the pattern has broken, we haven't really seen it continuing that uptrend as much anymore. It's kind of broken past those trend lines. That means either it's going to go sideways or down possibly, right? Well, once it starts to become more mainstream, there's going to be a lot of baby boomers wondering what to do and how they're going to deal with their money. Again, they could be a more expensive suck on the government system. And they're also going to start pulling money out of the market because they need that cash. So we're going to see that. I already mentioned about healthcare costs. Too much money in the markets right now. There's over speculation. There's so much fraud going on right now. And we're going to start to hear more and more stories of this happening, Ponzi schemes and things like that. Why? Because people have too much money sitting around, including institutions, including banks, including these other businesses and everybody. They got money just sitting around burning a hole in their pocket. By the way, you should be worried if you have mutual funds, because even institutional investments, right? Mutual funds are trying to figure out where to put money. They put them in some poor places because when they have all these people paying money in, they got to figure out where to invest it or they don't make money. So to find places to invest, they might pick poor places to put that money versus saying, hey, I can get the best return if I don't take your money. But you don't see money managers saying, hey, I don't want to take your money anymore. No, don't give us more money. So there's pressure on money managers to keep finding places to invest it and throw money in. That's a big risk. There's a lot of speculation happening right now that could cost people their freedom and their livelihoods just because of that. So again, there's lots of that, even excessive debt going on in the markets, just too much gambling overall happening that we don't realize about. We got the supply chain we're worrying about, right? There's a supply chain, right? There's things where we can't even get materials fast enough. You know, we're trying to get manufacturing to work. Heck, even for our own personal lives. I know trying to get things built by contractors take forever. Heck, we want to buy a couch, wait 6 months, right? All these things slow down the flow of money. When money flow slows down, the economy gets worse. It's all about how fast money moves to the market. We haven't seen that yet because, again, there's been too much money in the market. But once people start gambling their money and putting in places they shouldn't be, like, you know, especially into cryptocurrencies, putting too much in those places, I'm not saying you don't put money there. But again, gambling into places that are speculative, stock markets, things like that, you're going to see a reckoning. You're going to see something happen where that money's now gone. People start holding on to the cash out of fear because they say, well, let's get what I got. And then, of course, with the supply chain issues, there's money not being spent as much as they should be. And you start seeing companies fail. It's a crazy cycle that happens. Oh, I'm not done yet. Unemployment rate is like at an all-time low right now. It's below 4%. That's considered beyond fully employed. 5% unemployment rate's fully employed. We're like 3.9, maybe even a little less than that now. We're below 4%, guys. It won't get down much lower, right? It won't. It just won't, because there's so many people consider as being unemployed because either they choose not to work or because they decide to retire or whatever it might be. There's that unemployment rate so low. And I think the unemployment rate is still higher than what they say, but for the government, it's not going to go to zero. We're not going to have a zero unemployment rate, right? That's not going to happen. The problem is it can't get much better, if at all. So right now we're seeing the best possible scenario right now, right? High-risk bonds. I mentioned that there's lots of people like getting debts and doing high-risk, even speculative ventures, junk bonds. And I know a lot of bond managers, because there's, again, money coming in, doing speculative high-risk bonds. What if those tank? What if people can't make their obligations, even inside corporations, governments, things like that? Crash, right? So again, so much there. Tech depreciation. There's also a opposition to the inflation. There's also tech. Every time technology comes out, it actually forces depreciation, which is what the government doesn't want. They want to force inflation so that their debt gets cheaper. Even the feds know this. They know there's a lot of political pressure to do that, try to keep the economy humming, but a lot of times they want to force inflation. Well, just know that technology is always trying to depreciate it. They try to make things cheaper, more efficient, make it better. We want it to be more efficient, better. I personally don't think deflation is always a bad thing, right? But again, because there's so much manipulation happening in the markets, what's happening, right? And so again, the list goes on and on, right? We got Ukraine even going on right now, and Russia, and what's going to happen with that? And there's so much uncertainty there. We've got, you know, COVID still, All that crap that people are wondering whether they should shut down businesses or not. And would you get vaccinated or not? You know, hey, should we have a bunch of truckers come in and block everything, right? Which, awesome, great, you know, good. All this stuff. There's a lot of disruption. There's a lot of things that need to change. And every time that happens, there's cycles, right? And this is when, you know, we go from a place of pride and euphoria, which is what it's been in the markets, because you can never lose money doing anything. And that's when people get caught off guard. This is the perfect time for things to turn around and people get caught and get humbled big time and lose a lot of money. The question is, are you going to be caught in that crossfire? Are you going to be caught with this so much headwind that you start getting thrown back on your butt, right? I do not want this to happen to you guys. This cannot be the case. There is so much uncertainty in the world. How much needed are we right now, knowing we have some predictability, some stability, and some certainty, that you know how you have certainty with your money, that it's going to pay you, that's going to be there when you need it? Because the return of your money is much more return than a return on your money. So many people want a return on their money right now. They get speculative. They start gambling. They take unnecessary risks. They always want a return on their money. But the most important thing you should be doing is make sure you abide by certain principles and keep your brain turned on the whole time, even when things are good. Don't get lazy mentally, but start to get a return of your money. You want a return of your money first and foremost. You want to protect the money you have and then create a return on top of that. Guys, there are some much more much stabler, predictable things that we're doing right now than what everybody's been talking about doing in the markets. The stock market's not safe. Cryptos are not safe right now. Heck, even my crypto is not doing so hot lately. And I'm sure yours isn't either, if you have some. Luckily, I didn't gamble my life on it. I put a little bit of play money in that I couldn't care less if it lost. It could lose all of it and I'd be fine. Not many people can say that. There's a lot of people in crypto right now that are banking on it to make them free. What's going to happen when it doesn't? Right? What's going to happen when things start to change, when they start to regulate things, which of course the government's already been talking about doing forever. And I've been saying that since 2010, when somebody introduced Bitcoin to me, is what's going to stop the government from taking it over? All these uncertainties, all these things going on. It doesn't mean you sell off your Bitcoin. And I don't say you have to sell off all your stocks. We're not giving you any recommendations. But what I am saying is this: if you want to have more certainty, you want to have more cash flow, you want to make sure that your money have a return of your money and also return on your money, that is exactly what we're talking about doing. You want to get rid of these killers in the corner, you got to address that right now. Best way to do that, of course, is getting into places where money is safe and you get the cash flow that's predictable, paying you double-digit returns potentially. In many cases, most of the deals that we talk about in our consulting company, when we do our consulting process, get at least 10% returns, often contractually, right? Doesn't mean that everything's guaranteed. And again, that's not the kind of thing we're saying. What we are saying though, is you can take lower risks to get higher returns without having to gamble in markets. And you can actually be more predictable and really calculating. You can actually really calculate what you're able to create on a cash flow standpoint. You can actually predict it. You can actually forecast it versus, I hope I have money someday in the markets. Hey, if you're at the point you say, I need not the traditional financial plan that could possibly cost me my butt, right? Cost me my wealth right now, especially as things have been at a high. If you want to be able to take advantage of that and say, how do I get that money now to start paying me so I don't have to keep working so hard for money? Or if anything happens in the economy where it costs me my job, I'm going to be safe, because I don't want you guys feeling like at risk because your business gets shut down or you get unemployed because your job gets shut down. Whatever happens, you need to start preparing now. By the way, we had a client just recently where I reached out to him, found out he got sick over the last year in 2021. I had a lot of health issues. Had he not gotten himself out of the rat race, he would have been in a way worse situation, right? Now, he had to charge some credit cards to be able to help get through that. But the thing is, he's in such a healthy spot that even when he's just start working, he can, you know, get even a little part-time work. He can pay off his credit cards, still be financially free and be okay. That is so much better. That is the kind of thing, that's the ripple effect we're trying to create, guys. So again, if you guys want to be in a place where you have some certainty and stability in this crazy, chaotic market and world that we're living in right now, reach out to us, go to moneyripples.com, go to the contact us page and ask to say, hey, can you analyze my situation? What is possible? What can we create? Is it possible I can actually become financially independent in the next 5 to 10 years or less? Reach out to us today on moneyripples.com. Guys, make it a wonderful and prosperous week. Allow us to serve you, keep creating value for you. Thank you for being a value creator in my life as well. We'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.
You've heard me talk about American Furniture Warehouse here in the Houston area. Are you amazed yet at their huge in-stock selection of quality furniture? But even more so, their prices? From modern sofas, leather sectionals, to beautiful dining sets and bedrooms, AFW has exactly what you need to create the perfect room for you. At American Furniture Warehouse, they make beautiful homes happen for less with their no-pressure buying process, everyday low prices. Shop or find your closest showroom at AFW.com.